Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other. Here's Mark Evans.
Get that open sign. Let's get it up. Oh, should have got a 1-inch impact gun. This 3/4 is not working. There it is. That open sign is up. We're ready. Turn that on air light on over there. Thank you. All right. There we are. Hey, welcome, everybody. We are on the air and we're live. The open sign is up, and that means that we're here for you each and every week on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, from the Greasy Garage Studio inside the Auto World Plaza, and that means that we're here fixing cars, trucks, rototillers, boats, dirt bikes, motorcycles. Yeah. Even those little electric scooters, they have little rubber band drive belts that I replace for a lot of the, some of our customers, clientele, have kids. And those kids have electric scooters today, so we fix. That's what it's about right here in Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, ASE, Certified Technician, Mechanic, Master Technician. That means when you put the master there, that means, there's a lot of certificates on the wall. I don't hang them anymore. I just hang a few because it really matters that I know what I'm doing, and it doesn't matter that I need to fly the flag, if you know what I mean. I use my mouth to teach and sell and help sell my knowledge through the mouth, and that's what it's all about. And why not? And sometimes I don't know hardly anything, to tell you the truth. I'm just still learning, and that's what makes life fun. Here today on the third hour of Auto World, not only going to take your calls, we got a Frank in New Mexico is holding on the line. We're going to get to him, but I'm going to get also to you. Become a charter member like Frank right here at 855-660-4261 and or the email, folks, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. This hour we're going to go to the largest lemon farm. We're going to take your emails, of course, your phone calls, and I might be headed to Mars. You're going to hear a little bit about that. And, of course, the driver's ed. I want to hear your driver's ed story, your first car that you had to climb into to learn how to drive, and the instructor was sitting shotgun with you, like you're sitting shotgun with me here today on Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio, and I promise I won't get grease on you. So with that said, all of your questions through email and or phone are welcome. No question is stupid, dumb, whatever you might think. No, they're all good. So with that said, now let's go to New Mexico live and talk to Frank. Hi, Frank, and good to have you along.
Hey, Swami Mark. Great show as always.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate you being part of it. And like I said, you are definitely a charter family member.
Hey, I just wanted to share a little a feel-good story about... Well, I called you a few weeks ago, and we were discussing the possibility of my catalytic converter being plugged up on the 86 Olds V8, So I finally got the shop time scheduled to get in there to my muffler guy, and we just cut it out, put in a straight pipe, inserted the air pump pipe into the straight pipe, and it was just like... The car was free again, man.
Good.
Oh, God, felt so good after months of feeling pathetic.
Yeah. And didn't you have a hard time starting it, too, Frank?
No, it would always start up well, but then after a few minutes it would punk out. I mean, you couldn't even go up a 15-degree slope. No, I couldn't get it out of the yard for months. I couldn't get the time schedules, the muffler guy. Anyway, so this was like a new car, and I could actually get scratch when I hit that gas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. And the same thing applies to, your leaf blower, brush cutter, whatever. If there's a spark arrestor in your screen, clean that puppy out. Burn it, clean it out. It'll breathe a lot better.
And, yep. That absolutely, that's a great tip, Frank. I appreciate you sharing that. And that's, you know, if the exhaust doesn't come out, it can't inhale.
Yeah.
Isn't it a give and take system there? It absolutely is. So, have you been checking the fuel economy since the catalytic converter got removed?
No, I have not. I topped it off and recorded the mileage, and when it's time to record it all and top it off again, then I'll figure. But it just feels so good.
Good. Absolutely good.
You can breathe. I mean, it was so bad. When we cut that converter out of there, I forget whether it was the front side of it, the engine toward the engine or toward the exhaust, all those holes were coked up except for a very few. So was it the front or the back side of it?
Oh, yeah, that'd be the front side. So what you did, you cut it off, and then you guys looked down the pipe into the converter then.
Now, we cut the converter out, and one side of it was real coked up, and the other, and I couldn't remember whether the coked up side pointed toward the engine or not. So we cut the converter out and welded in a straight pipe, inserted the air tube from the smog pump into the air pipe as it would have been into the converter.
Right, right.
Like a world of difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. That's designed to dilute the exhaust emissions coming out of the exhaust pipe for cleaner hydrocarbons. This is why that air tube pipe's in there. But that pluggage that you're seeing, isn't that the coolest little looking down in that catalytic converter? It looks like a honeycomb.
Yeah. And you know, I found out I can get like 85 or 95 bucks for this thing, even though it's an aftermarket one that was put in about 15 years ago. You got the palladium and the iridium and the other rare earth metals in there that make it profitable to recycle.
Yeah, and I was gonna ask you. So the exhaust shop did give you back your old converter then?
Oh yeah, I told them I'm keeping the converter because I can get at least 80. And he laughed and he said, "Yeah," and I actually still have the one that replaced. I have the factory GM one that came out. You know, about I cut it out about probably 15 years ago and put in this other one. So I still have them both, and that GM one is supposed to be worth like $210.
Yes. Frank, you know what we call this? You're in the money.
Yeah.
You're in the money. Yeah, that big old catalytic converter, that original one, you're absolutely right. The last one we dropped off at the recycling center, I think I got $285 for it.
Really?
You're in the money. Yes, sir. Yes.
Wow.
Now, you probably have to sign a piece of paper and tell them which shop did the work so they don't think that you're stealing catalytic converters, Frank.
So, well, I don't know. Things are kind of loose around here. I mean, I went to one muffler place when I wanted to get the cat out and the straight pipe in, and they said, "Oh, well, I can't do that. I'm afraid I'd get federal busted or something," you know. And I said, "Oh, come on. Here in this state, the car's 35 years or older. It doesn't even, they don't even inspect it. They don't care anymore." Okay.
No.
So this one's over 35 years old, so I knew I could take out the cat and wouldn't have to necessarily replace the cat, although I can at this point because the way we did it, the original flanges are still on that fitting. We just put in a straight pipe where the cat was. So
I
cat no sweat. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Good job. Good job. That's the way to do it. And for the naysayers out there, Frank, too, like you mentioned, you did weld back in the smog pump tube. So you're not polluting, Frank. It's diluting the air. And when the catalytic converter's on there and it's plugged like you had, it holds up all the fuel from coming out of the engine in the catalytic converter. And basically, you have a bomb under there. And the pollution coming out of that plugged up catalytic converter is actually worse than what you have now. So I just want to let everybody know that, too.
It was black smoke. It was real bad.
You know? I'm glad you got her fixed. Thanks for sharing with us.
Yeah, great show as always. I enjoy your knowledge, Swami.
So I appreciate it.
Share the good fuel story.
Thank you, Frank. I feel good that you don't have a plugged-up nose anymore, Frank. Thank you. From New Mexico Live. Again, Frank, thank you. Good to be with you. Yep. We're going to come back and we're going to go to the largest lemon farm there is. Can't wait. Get your lemons out.
Uh-huh. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, yeah. You never know who you're going to meet at the car wash. Go in and get your car washed and sit in the waiting room and, well, just visit. You won't believe who you'll meet. Everyone has to get their car washed sooner or later. Hey, a little shout out to Frank there in New Mexico. Thanks, Frank, for emailing. And I wanted to do a little shout out on the special number there, Frank, on your catalytic converter. And this is for everybody. That special number is kind of like the secret sauce, you know, that McDonald's puts on their Big Mac. And, of course, I think all these burger places have that secret sauce. Well, the secret number for the catalytic converter being defective, failure, is PO420. Going all the way up, depends on which brand you have. Starts at PO420 and it goes all the way up to 422. And that is a catalytic converter that is defective. Plugged up, bad, no good, just like what Frank had. Okay, it's time. Did you get your lemons out over the break? You know, the yellow things that are round? Do you throw them like a baseball? No. Don't be throwing them. Well, it's time to get to the largest lemon farm. No, it's not those yellow things that you pulled out and you're biting onto right now and getting that juice, lemon juice into your iced tea right now as you're listening to Auto World. Thank you, by the way, for tuning in and listening. The largest lemon farm. Yes, the world's largest lemon farm. What? It's all about cars, folks, not food. Cars, Auto World. The largest collection of Edsels is owned by farmer Hugh Leslie. Hugh Leslie of Oxford, Pennsylvania, who has 170 lemons, Edsels, plus, that is a Ford, by the way, scattered throughout his farm. Scattered, 170 plus of the Ford Edsel models scattered throughout his farm. And that's why we're calling it the world's largest lemon farm. Okay, so Edsel didn't make it. I've got a half of Edsel. I got a half a lemon hanging on the greasy garage. In the greasy garage, not in the studio here. We don't have enough room, of course. It's a broadcasting booth. But there's a half of the front end of a Ford Edsel, cut off, good and clean, hanging on the greasy garage wall, and the lights work, flashing, the blinkers are going. Why not? You got to have that stuff going, and that's what I look at all day long. It seems like got a Nash hanging on the wall. I said it. A Nash is hanging on the wall. Oh yeah, when you build it, you got to build it strong. I've been wanting to hang not only one car, but maybe about three more cars on the wall, but the walls aren't big enough. Got to expand, I guess. Anyway, you're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, a gentleman that's got a lot of oil in his veins. And with that said, I want to be sharing your emails and your phone calls, your stories, of course, of Driver's Ed. How was it, Driver's Ed? And did you happen to do a Driver's Ed in a clutch car? Did it have an automatic? Are you driving the one-year-old Corvette like the kids are today? Are you driving the brand-new four-door Jeep Wrangler? Are you getting to drive that brand new Mustang that like these folks are? These kids are driving it? Or are you just taking your driver's permit test online because of COVID?
What?
Yeah, I said it. Because of COVID, you can do your driver's permit test online. Now, how easy is that to cheat? I don't know. Don't be cheating me. Us. I want to know and make sure that you know how to drive. You're heading right to me. In fact, with that said, let's go to Mars. I might be headed to Mars. Why? Well, because I'm a technician, I'm a mechanic, and you know who landed a rover on Mars? Oh, yeah, you're nodding your head. Well, the United States. Yes, but China just landed this last week. China just landed their rover on Mars. You know, they know my number. They might be listening. China, of course, you folks over there on GCNLive.com, of course. You can call me if you'd like me to go up there and work on the rover. It might have a flat tire. It might have an engine light on. Could have a catalytic converter maybe plugged. You never know. But am I willing to go to Mars to fix a car? I'll leave that question for later. I won't answer it either until later. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about the path. Do you have your path figured out? Remember, this is Auto World. Well, somebody has found a path for you, and a little tease there for you, by the way. Nissan. That's right. Nissan 2022 Nissan Pathfinder is back. The all-new 2022 Pathfinder offers a bold, rugged, completely redesigned exterior and a family adventure-ready interior. What? Oh, yeah. The Pathfinder. See, they've got a Pathfinder, so you can get in it and drive down your path. A standard 284 horsepower, 3.5-liter direct injection V6 is matched with an all-new 9-speed transmission for smooth, direct response, folks. Available in all-new 4-wheel drive with 7-position drive and terrain mode selector. Helps provide a convenient, of course, and confident driving on or off the road. Why Pathfinder's availability, 6,000-pound maximum towing capacity provides plenty of capability to haul boats and trailers, campers, horses. I could add to the list. But, you know, you've got 6,000 pounds. Start towing. The new cabin includes seating up to 8, and a new captain's chairs are an option. Huh? A captain's chair? Oh, I remember those captain's chairs. The pillow bucket seats that actually swiveled. Well, the 2022 Nissan Pathfinders are going to have the captain's chairs. It's an option. You've got to pay a little extra. Available technology features include all new 10.8-inch heads-up display. That's the display that you don't have to look down anymore. It's on your windshield. You can see right through it while you're driving. So you don't have to turn your head or turn your eyes. A 12.3-inch digital dashboard. A Pro Pilot Assist with NavLink and standard Nissan Safety Shield 360s is what they call that. Now, I'll go back here. Pro Pilot Assist. Don't be thinking that you can just set the button and forget it like Ron Popeil did. Set it and forget it. Remember him? No. You're going to have to still drive it, but the Pro Pilot is there to assist you. So if you get over to the right or to the left a little bit more, it might, you know, you. Some of you are familiar with that already, with the shaking and the vibration and the massage in the buns on the driver's seat to wake you up. Don't go to sleep in your car. Stay on the right path. Look at the 2022 Pathfinder.
Oh, yeah.
The new Bronco's out. And they've got a lot of different settings in there, too. Well, look at that. Nissan's coming knocking on your door, Ford. Gives all of us, an opportunity to look at more brands and more models. Yes, we're the winners. Okay, we're going to go out with Radar Love, of course. We're going to be right back after a real quick secret sauce message from your local and the national sponsors. I'm Mark Evans.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that mask wearing and social distancing should continue in the nation's schools, at least through the end of this school year. That guidance coming days after the agency adjusted its guidance for fully vaccinated adults, saying they don't need to wear masks indoors any longer except for in crowded areas. The CDC says the reasoning behind keeping the school's guidance in place is most school-aged children are not vaccinated. The Pfizer vaccine was only recently approved for use in children ages 12 to 15. And the United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting on Sunday to discuss the ongoing violence between Israel and Hamas. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that the body was actively pushing both sides for an immediate ceasefire. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told the council that the U.S. was, quote, working tirelessly through diplomatic channels, end quote, to put an end to the violence. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You gotta be careful there. It almost sounded like our coupons are expired. Oh, I mean our battery. You know, whenever you decide not to get a battery, that's when you always have problems. You said it. Yeah, I said it. Everybody, let's get a new battery. How to check to see if you need a new battery. Look at the expiration date. A little round sticker that's on the side of it. Could be on the top, but look on the side. And if you don't see the sticker that has a letter and a number, the letter is for the month, A being, of course, January, and then go on from A, B, January, February, March, etc. So it would be A, B, C. That'll tell you the month that it was born, the expiration date, and then the year, 19, 18, 07, whatever. You'll see the 07, 06, and that'll tell you how old your battery is. That kind of slips away from us, so make sure, because I do not want to hear your car doing that. You can call a mechanic. That costs money. That costs money. Well, let's not do that. Well, it's time now to share with you some driver's education stories. Now with you, also I want you to share if you want to, please do. Share with us, all of us here on Auto World and all of our great listeners on all our awesome affiliates throughout the globe that we're on, the Earth, the Auto World, and how to do that. I want to hear your driver's ed story right here on Auto World. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Phone number is 855-660-4261. And this is not only for this week, all 3 hours this week here on Auto World, but we're going to carry this through next week. And more than likely, I've got enough here. We're going to go into the third week. For you folks that are listening to us on a delayed station, please be involved. Get involved. You are involved. You are part of the family. So here's one that just came in that I'm a little slow getting it out, reading it to you. Let's get to it. In driver's ed, we were required to put in some hours on a standard transmission model training car. I was unsure of that whole procedure, so I just snuck up by using a car that had an automatic transmission in a stick floor format. On the floor, of course, to the right of the driver's seat. Hopefully that I didn't know if the instructor would notice it. So, did I fool him or not? But he never made me learn to drive a real standard transmission car. So I think that he felt that this was not an automatic, but a standard. Diane, she's listening to us. Thanks, Diane, for sharing. Diane, definitely you got away with it. Did you happen to learn how to drive a clutch? Or are you still driving automatic? Most cars are all automatic now. The clutch went bye-bye. But how did you do that, Diane? What kind of car was that that had a floor shifter in there for an automatic transmission? I guess your instructor never looked over for looking for a clutch pedal, huh? You did it, though. Congratulations. And Diane, you're listening to us. You say in Oklahoma on... Oh, time for a shout-out. Oklahoma, great affiliate there. Shout-out to KZLS AM 1640, Oklahoma City, Edmond. Stillwater in Oklahoma, of course. Good to have you folks along. One of our powerhouse stations. There's the horn, one of our powerhouse stations there, of course. Shout out to Oklahoma City and Oklahoma, KZLS, AM 1640. That's how you do it. And Diane, you're now everybody, and you're a charter member, definitely. And Diane, email me back, and I got some great gifts to send out to you. By the way, I do have a trivia question out there that we need to get answered before we end the garage door goes down on the this week here on Auto World. What does RT stand for? What does RT stand for in the Dodge Chrysler line? You'll see on the Dodge Daytona and the Dodge Coronet, of course, you'll see the RT on the back. 1970 Dodge Challenger RT on the side with the decal, of course. And that one sold for a convertible 426 Hemi sold here in Mecum Auto Auctions, lime green in color, $1,650,000. Oh, wow. That's some real money. Dead serious. Whew. Okay, it's time to get to our email bag. I got a lot of repair questions this last week, and I wanted to share some of them with you here on the air, because that means that this person that emails their car problem or truck problem, you might have the same problem. And by saying and sharing it with you, I not only get to fix theirs, but maybe get to get yours fixed also. At no cost. And with that said, too, folks, always remember, if you're seeing an auto repair shop, tire shop, body shop, whatever it might be, I'm certified in all those areas, and that means I've been there, done that, and operate, and own, and do. And if you need me to help you consult, there's no cost. Truthfully, there's no cost to it. Just email me at AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. When you're at the tire shop or you're headed to the tire shop or the repair shop, you might not understand. I call it the mechanical organ jargon, you know, the swinker valve, and did they get the Cronkite valve all tightened up, and you don't know, understand what that is. I'll call them, I'll talk to them, or we can get in touch with emails. But always remember that, and then I'll get with you, or we'll talk the same talk over there at the shop, and then I'll get with you and just tell you that, you know, it is not the swinker valve. That's a made-up term. And what I do, and you can use the same thing to get the knowledge out there to help you, the Auto World tip for this third hour of Auto World is get your cell phone out. Yes, call me and or email me. But I want you to ask the shop to get their cell phone out and take a picture of the part that they're telling you that is bad. For example, if they're telling you your disc brake pads are worn out, you need some new ones, and they're telling you that the caliper is bad, the brake caliper is bad, and because of this, this, and this, just have them take a picture of it. And one thing I wanted to highlight, too, also, is the color of the metal. Like Frank here from New Mexico, one of our charter members of Auto World, has been with us forever, of course, and like I say, been listening to us and being involved with the show and sharing with his catalytic converter replacement. One thing I wanted to point out and say that, you know, if you know, Frank could look at the catalytic converter and see that it is plugged up or 50% plugged up because of the heat, the bluing. It's literally blue in the front where the exhaust heat comes into it. It's not just a rusty old looking catalytic converter piece of metal. It's got bluing on it. And that's the whole thing with catalytic converters and also brake calipers. We look for heat stretch marks and also discoloration. And so if a shop sends a picture over to you and you see that, you, yeah, get it replaced. Get it replaced. Throw it away. So with that, let's get to the email bag over here to my left. Pull one out of here. There it is. Oh, yeah, that's a big... Oh, there we go. I got one. So, absolutely, and I can share it. So let's share it. Auto World, need your help. Had my oil changed the other day on my 2018 Ford F-350 diesel pickup at a quick lube. It seemed to take longer than normal. It was no problem waiting, but it took longer than normal. Why am I saying something about the time is because it seems to be noisier than ever now. I actually did do an oil check to make sure that they put enough oil in it. It sounds that loud. They did put enough oil in it. It's up on the full line. Was wondering if you know or have heard of any problems like this after getting your oil changed at a quick lube. Thanks for your help, Mike in Richland, Washington. Awesome. Well, let's do a shout out. Woo, shout out to our great affiliate there in Washington, Richland. It would be... Oh, man. God, that's a good horn for the folks there in Richland, Washington for the shout out. That station would be our great affiliate there. It's KFLD AM 870. KFLD AM 870 there in Richland, Kennewick, Asco, Washington. John is the PD, the program director, and it's good. Thanks, John, for taking the show and making sure that we can get to the Mikes and the Sallys and the Susies and get their cars fixed. We're going to take a little short break. I'm going to grab another handful of M&Ms. Oh, I love that dark chocolate. Those dark chocolate ones are really good. And we're going to help Mike in Richland, Washington, with his noisy diesel pickup. We'll be right back, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Who's gonna tell you when? It's too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, this thing is running great.
Well, I got 2 feet, and I'm going to do it. Power break that bad boy and just let those tires break loose. Hey, welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studios. Shotgun riding along with me today. Sitting in the Dodge Viper chair, is sitting back and getting relaxed here, of course, the third hour of Auto World. I'm relaxed throughout all 3 hours because it's a blast. Very, very proud to be with you and honored to have you join me each week. Just getting to an email here, of course, before the break. The email address again, folks, you're welcome to email me whenever your car, truck, or your question with your boat, your jet boat, your fiberglass boat, your outboard. I've worked on all of them, owned them, still own some, of course, and if you own it, there's a lot of parts and pieces that break, so I'd be more than happy to help you on your time, your hours, that when it breaks. You need a second head, second opinion. You're more than welcome to email me. Right here live and or through the week, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I do take Facebook message me on Facebook Messenger, and of course welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Please do go on over and take a look at what we've posted and keep posting and having fun over there. And then my Mark Evans Facebook page. I'm sitting behind a microphone and in the Greasy Garage. I've got a car there behind me. It's yellow. Can't miss it. And also, always remember this. You can Google Auto World Podcast and always go back on the podcast and listen to the show each and every hour, of course, to get the information that you might have missed because you didn't get a pen and paper out as you were listening live. And that's okay. We're not going to give you, not stop giving you gold stars. We'll keep giving you gold stars. And your coupons never expire right here on Auto World. Now, for you folks who just tuned in and saying, well, what's Auto World? Well, it is. Folks, Auto World each and every week, I sit behind the microphone. During the week, I get the wrenches in my hand. But Auto World is an interactive, informative, all things automotive. It's the official ASE certified, high-octane, turbocharged, supercharged, chrome-plated, pearl-painted, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio podcast internet TV talk show. All in one, right there. All in one sentence. So let's get back to this email and get this gentleman, Mike is his name, from Richland, Washington, listening to us on one of our grid affiliate stations, KFLD, AM 870. John's the program director, and thanks, John. Appreciate it. Shout out to you. So we're taking, of course, Auto World. And Mike has got a 2018 Ford F-350 diesel pickup. He says he took it to a quick lube, had the oil change, and now it's really noisy. He feels that the They didn't put enough oil in it, so he, of course, popped the hood, and he says he checked the oil. The oil's up on the full line. That's good, Mike. You're in all the right direction. You're doing the right thing. That's the best thing you can do. Also, but another thing I'd like you to do, Mike, and you asked me if I have ever heard of this ever happening before, and there's two things I want to highlight here, Mike, and I definitely want to thank you for emailing in, because this helps all of us in this auto world that we live in, with noisy cars, trucks coming out of a quick loop. Quick loop. Did I just say quick? I did. That explains it. Fast, quick. Now, sometimes, now Ford did have a recall on this back in the day. I don't remember. I can't memorize everything. Of course, I don't know everything, and I don't memorize everything. And I didn't look it up, but I just want to shout out loud here about this, is that Ford had a problem with their air filter inlets, the little square plastic box. And this is not a jab or a stab on Fram, okay? Don't be sending me these bad emails. Oh, what are you doing? You're talking about Fram bad. No. It's just because I sell Frams. I sell Fram. I sell K&N. I sell Wix. There's a lot of type of air filter brands, and I sell all of them, folks. But one thing that I didn't design the air filter boxes, okay? I didn't make them. I just replaced and fixed cars and trucks and all. So, Mike, you've got an oil filter that's on there. We need to get the brand of oil filter that's on there off of there. I want you to get a Motorcraft oil filter on that 2018 Ford F-350 diesel pickup as soon as possible. See, some of the oil filters, and I'm going to get back to the air filter here in a minute, do not work correctly for a certain engine. Year and model on this, Mike, you've got the 2018 F-350 diesel. I don't know for sure, Mike, of the brand that's on there. It's probably a Mighty. That's a Mighty brand. I'm not dogging Mighty either now. They're good, but sometimes they don't work on the 2018 Ford F-350 diesel. Back to the Fram. So, Mike, what you've got is an oil filter, truthfully, that could be... Just get it off and go with Motorcraft, and you'll be good, okay? And with that said, if you still got the noise. Now, one thing that I want to highlight too, Mike, quick lube. Quick. That means that maybe the technician, I'm not saying all technicians are doing this, and okay, but I'm saying that, oops, there's two things here. Did the technician accidentally, Mike, grab the hose and put 530 weight in your diesel? Because they have bulk tanks downstairs. Hidden. The reels upstairs are just there. And they're going quick. Quick lube. They're grabbing that handle, and it's 530 that's inside your diesel pickup, when in fact that should have been grabbing the nozzle that said 1540. Delco, Chevron, Mobil 1, 1540. Okay, that could have happened, Mike. And I'm going to tell you a little story real quick, make it short. Long story, make it real short. The supplier, the vendor, comes in and dumps oil into those bulk tanks. Did the vendor coming off the truck out back that fills those tanks accidentally put 530 in a 1540 tank in the basement of that quick lube, Mike? I don't know. And neither does the manager of the quick lube. He asked for this many gallons of 1540, this many gallons of 530, and the vendor came over and did it. And the truth is, that happened to me in my quick lube. A 1540 got put in a 530 tank. We had a little problemo, didn't we? We did. But we got it fixed. So, Mike, probably the best thing to do is just go ahead and go to another repair shop, and have your oil changed on your 2018 Ford F-350 diesel. I didn't say quick lube, I said repair shop. They care, they know, they have, and they do it. There you go. They know what they have, period. They'll probably, when they go to put 1540 in it, it'll probably be saying that right on the plastic bottles in their right or left hand. Back to the Fram air filter. Not dogging Fram again, but I do know that Ford in 1 year back in the 05-06 area, a Fram that diesel pickups have so much vacuum suction, folks, that it sucks the air filter right down into the air box. The frames weren't built strong enough, designed strong enough, the framework, in that plastic box in order to hold rigid and firm. And when the, like Mike here, pushed on the go pedal, what he found out that all of a sudden, you know, it sucked the air filter down into the box and went in and blocked the wadded up into the, yeah, that's right, the air snorkel. And the motor wasn't running right. And did I see some of those for myself? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. In fact, we tried to get the plastic lids off those. I think it was 05, 06, somewhere in that those years, the F-350 diesels, and we tried to get the top of the plastic box off, and we couldn't get them off. Finally get them off, and here's this air filter. It looked like a pretty sweet little deal there, but it was all orange framework. That's Fram. Not dogging Fram. I do sell Fram, but it just didn't work on those years of Fords. Well, look at that. Looks like the garage door is going down on the third hour here this week here on Auto World. Thanks again for joining me. Absolutely. I want to thank everybody that helps put on Auto World. Of course, Axelrod, Alex, the producer of the show. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired. He was in the house, and now he's gone. Anyway, thanks, General Motor George. Howdy, Adam. Always out taking care of my affiliates. Of course, my makeup artist, Lion Lucy. Always looking, making, saying I'm looking good. Lion Lucy. Personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out. Sammy, of course. Oh, yeah. Know-it-all Jay, the loudmouth janitor. He knows the truth right there. He keeps it clean. And, of course, keeping my seat cushion warm before I sit down. Seat cushion Susie, a PR director, Bobby B. Esser. Thanks again, everybody. Drive safe and motor on, and I'll see you next week right here from the Greasy Garage Studio from Boise, Idaho.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.